All right. Let's dive into this snus thing. Specifically, General Voyage Sicily White portion. You want to learn more about this one. And you sent in some really interesting stuff for us to check out. Now, if you're like, snus, what's that? Don't worry, we'll figure it out together.
Yeah, snus is a smokeless tobacco. It's really popular in Sweden, and it's starting to catch on in other places too.
Our main source this time is this website, this online snus shop. I mean, they have everything.
They're amazing.
Yeah, from like classic tobacco to, hold on, citrus, licorice, even whiskey flavored snus.
Wow, there's so much variety.
Right. Okay, but let's focus on the one you're interested in. General Voyage Sicily White Portion. Okay, the description here, I have to say. It's a mix of tobacco, bitter orange, herbs, and limoncello. Gourmet snus. Who knew?
That's an interesting combination. It seems like they're going for a whole experience.
Totally. And the Sicily thing makes you think, right? Like, are they trying to take you to the Italian coast or something?
Well, it wouldn't be a surprise, actually. This brand really leans into its history, and it's a rich history, too.
Oh, yeah.
General Snus goes all the way back to 1866. The founder, Johann A. Bohman, he was obsessed with quality. We're talking like 4 years. 4 years he spent perfecting the original recipe.
Wow, that's dedication. What was in this recipe?
22 different tobaccos and a touch of bergamot oil.
Huh, sounds kind of fancy. Not your average chewing tobacco.
Right. And that's where the white portion comes in. So, white portion snus, that's a newer type. It's got less moisture, so less mess. And the flavor lasts longer.
So it's like a more modern, refined kind of snus.
Yeah, precisely. If you were thinking of trying snus, this might be a good place to start.
Makes sense. Okay. Back to that flavor profile for a sec. Citrus and herbal notes, not really what comes to mind with snus, is it?
It's interesting. Seems like snus makers are moving away from those traditional tobacco flavors.
Maybe they're trying to get new users, like people who are looking for an alternative to smoking or vaping.
It's possible. Maybe they're interested in nicotine, but not into the traditional ways of getting it. For these new flavors, they could make snus more appealing.
That's a really good point. It's like they're saying, hey, you can have your nicotine and enjoy a sophisticated taste too.
Exactly. And the fact that they're using limoncello suggests they have a specific customer in mind, someone who appreciates those subtle flavors and is open to trying something new.
It's not just about function, then. It's like a vibe.
Exactly. And it makes you think, what's next? What other unexpected flavors are we going to see?
Spicy mango habanero snus, lavender Earl Grey. Who knows?
Okay, this snus, it says it's 8 milligrams per gram nicotine, which they call medium strength.
Yeah, that's not the strongest out there, but it's definitely not for beginners either.
So more for someone who's got some experience
Oh,
or
interesting.
wants a real kick.
Right, exactly. And looking at the ingredients, they've got licorice in there and salmiak, that's a salty licorice. Might be a bit of a surprise for some people.
Oh yeah, that definitely adds another layer. It's a bold choice. It really shows how far they're willing to go to create a unique experience.
Seems like they put a lot of thought into this. It's more than just, you know, a quick nicotine fix.
It really is. This snus tells a story about tradition, innovation, the changing tastes of consumers.
It's like they're taking this old school product and giving it a modern makeover.
Yeah, and speaking of history, General Snus, it's been around for a long time. Maybe we should dig a little deeper into the brand itself and its place in the world of snus.
Yeah, let's do that. Because this specific product, it's got a cool backstory, but to really appreciate it, we need to understand the bigger picture.
So, General, they've been around forever. They've seen it all, the whole snus scene changing. It's interesting how they've adapted and stayed, on top of things.
Yeah, it's like they're holding on to tradition, but also trying new things, you know?
Yeah.
How have they managed to stay relevant for so long?
Well, it goes back to that quality thing. Johann A. Bohman, the founder, he really set the standard. Back then, General was known for really carefully chosen tobaccos, and their process, the production, was super meticulous.
So it's not just like marketing hype. They're actually serious about it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And they've kept that up, that reputation for quality,
Yeah.
which is hard. The industry is always changing.
You mentioned changes. What are some of the big things General has had to deal with?
Well, like the whole white portion thing. So traditional snus was pretty wet. You got a lot of drip. The flavor didn't last as long.
Ah, I see.
White portion snus, that fixed those problems. It's cleaner, more discreet.
So they've adopted this new style, but they're still holding on to their values, right? Is that part of why they've been so successful?
Definitely, they've evolved, but they haven't alienated their, loyal customers. It's a tough balance.
And then there's the flavor thing. They went from like basic tobacco to these crazy blends like the one we're talking about?
Yeah, it shows they get it, you know? They understand how things are changing, consumer trends. They're not stuck in the past. They're looking for new flavors, new experiences to reach a wider audience.
Who do you think they're going for with this general voyage, Sicily? It seems pretty targeted, like a specific kind of person.
Based on the flavor, the marketing, I'd say, they're looking for a more sophisticated snus user, someone who likes, you know, those subtle citrus and herbal notes. Maybe even enjoys a limoncello now and then.
Someone who's not just looking for a nicotine hit.
Right. They want the whole experience, something that reflects, you know, their lifestyle, their taste.
Like those craft beer people, always searching for something new and interesting.
Exactly. It's the same idea. Quality ingredients, craftsmanship,
Yeah.
pushing the boundaries.
So General is like the craft option in the snus world.
I think that's fair to say. They're taking snus beyond just being functional. It's not just about getting your nicotine. It's about savoring the whole thing, the flavors, the craft.
They're challenging our idea of what snus can be.
They are. And it's not just them. The whole industry is changing. It's more diverse, innovative, more appealing.
It reflects, you know, bigger trends in how people use nicotine.
Yeah, good point. We're seeing more interest in alternatives. Vaping, nicotine pouches, heated tobacco, all that.
People want something that's not as bad as cigarettes, but still gives them the nicotine.
Right. And the industry is responding. They're experimenting, new formats, flavors, delivery systems.
So, General, with their white portion snus and these new flavors, they're part of this bigger trend.
Absolutely. It's a sign of the times. The snus market is getting more, I don't know, sophisticated, and General is leading the way.
It's not just the flavors either. We talked about the light portion, cleaner, discreet.
Yeah, that's deliberate. They're thinking about the user who wants a more, you know, discreet and convenient way to use snus.
It makes sense. Lifestyles are changing.
Right.
So are the ways people use nicotine.
Exactly. And it's fascinating how brands like General are keeping up.
So General's history, their focus on quality, the changes they've made with formats and flavors, their place in the snus world, we've covered a lot.
We have, and it all comes back to this big story about how nicotine use is changing and how brands are adapting.
It's a story that's still being written. It'll be interesting to see what happens next. But before we finish, remember that Selmiak thing we talked about with the General Voyage Sicily white portion?
Oh, yeah, the salty licorice. Definitely an unexpected twist. It's bold. It shows how willing they are to experiment.
I don't know, salty licorice doesn't sound like something everyone would love.
Yeah, it's a bit of a gamble, but it shows they're not afraid to, you know, be different.
Like they're saying, hey, we're not going to play it safe.
Exactly. And that's what makes them interesting. They're doing their own thing.
Makes me think, are they trying to like attract a specific kind of person with this snus? Someone who's, I don't know, adventurous?
Maybe. Someone who likes those bolder flavors. Someone who wants something, you know, a bit out there.
So it's not just about the nicotine then.
No, it's the whole thing, the flavor, the format, the whole image.
So if you like this General Voyage Sicily, it might say something about you, you know?
Yeah, like this is who I am, this is what I like.
It's funny, right? How a little pouch of snus can have so much meaning.
It is, and that's what makes this so cool. We started with this one product, and now we're talking about like consumer trends, culture, how people use nicotine.
Yeah, we talked about history, innovation, flavors, target audiences, even a bit of psychology.
It's been a journey.
And it all started with your question about this snus.
It shows that even, you know, something simple can have a whole story behind it.
So, to everyone listening, if you're curious about snus, go for it, explore. You might be surprised. You might even find yourself liking something that most people would think is weird.
Yeah, you might discover a new favorite, or at least you'll understand more about how these products are made.
That's all the time we have for this deep dive into the world of General Voyage Sicily White Portion. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time for another deep dive into something else. Until then, stay curious.